This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to health care and the June 12th Orlando shootings. Hospitals in the Orlando area continue to care for the wounded survivors. And while Florida has set aside special funds to help pay some of those medical bills, the money is expected to fall well short of the total tab. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Orlando Health, which runs the trauma center where victims flocked, says a number of people wounded are either uninsured or lack the insurance to fully cover their bills. The hospital system expects to pick up more than $1 million in costs. Joan Alker with the Georgetown University Center for Children and Family says that debt will likely be shifted.
Hospitals end up having severe financial problems. They transfer those costs to other payers in the system. Employers buying insurance, employees buying insurance.
While the hospital may one day be made whole by raising prices, the uninsured victims may face long-term needs that go unmet.
Usually you'll see issues related to post-traumatic stress disorder. You'll see generalized anxiety disorder, and you'll see depression.
Dr. Kermit Crawford runs the Boston Medical Center's Massachusetts Marathon Victims Resiliency Center. He says in the aftermath of a tragedy like Orlando, we must remember the mental health needs of the victims and their families. Crawford says providing people with emotional support early could stave off additional costs down the road. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.